and welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. This is podcast number 40. This is going to be a regular podcast. I've been doing those screencasts because it's a little bit easier for me to explain how to do something or what I'm currently fooling around with the screencast. But I'm going to try to do a regular podcast in between just to be able to let y'all hear some tips, and I got some other stuff lined up. Weirded Out sent me another really nice tip, and this tip is on a little program called WTF, and what WTF does is any of those little sayings that you don't know what they mean, and you go, what's that mean? You can run that little program and search for the little saying, and it'll tell you what it means. So he explains it way better than I can. So let's go to that tip now.
G'day, David. G'day, Linux Crazy listeners. This is Weirded Out, and I'm back from the grave after a few episodes of not contributing anything. Sorry about that, David. I thought I'll pull my socks up today and give you something, even though it's a very small tip. Today I'm going to just quickly discuss a little command line program that I discovered a little while back when I was just starting to get into IRC, and this program is called WTF. Once you've installed it, and I imagine pretty much every distro probably has it in their repositories, including Gentoo, once you've installed it, you can, and you've in your IRC or in some kind of messaging program and someone gives you an acronym that you don't understand, simply type WTF space and the acronym. For an example, I'll choose one, BIAB. Once you've typed it in and pressed enter, it'll come back with the meaning of that acronym. So in this case, it would be back in a bit. I've tried it with a few acronyms and I've discovered that it works pretty well. It pretty much knows everything. Occasionally there'll be an update to the program through your repository and it will update the acronym database. So it's worthwhile having a program like that, particularly if you're someone like me and you sort of struggle with a bit of the acronyms that fly in there every now and then. It's cool just to kick off a terminal session, type in WTF and the acronym, and lo and behold, you're in the know again. So David, thanks very much for your time again. Thanks very much for your podcast, and I look forward to listening to your next one. Cheers, mate. Bye for now.
All right. Thanks a lot there, Weirded Out. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Another gentleman, I think he's a young gentleman. His name is Arne, A-R-N-E. He sent me a song that he's working on about how much he enjoys using Gentoo. And it's pretty neat. I'll go ahead and post the lyrics up on the website, linuxcrazy.com. And again, if you ever need to get in touch with me, just go ahead and email me at david@linuxcrazy.com or join me on IRC at Freenode, #LinuxCrazy. Also, at the end of the podcast, a buddy of mine that uses Linux is also a musician, and he likes blues, so he made this little blues song and did it open source. So if you want to play around with it, or it sounds pretty good, I'm going to play that at the end of the podcast. Oh, and I forgot to mention that song that Arnie's working on. He sent me a rough draft, and it sounds good, but he's not ready for, he doesn't want to release it to the masses quite yet. His backup singer seems to be putting off finishing the song, and so he's going to have to get with his backup singer, which is his wife, finish the song. But right now the preliminary takes that he sent me sound pretty good, but like I said, he's not ready to release it to the public quite yet, so hopefully in the next podcast we'll go ahead and release it. But I will post the lyrics so you can check out the lyrics. It's pretty neat. And I've been busy. Some of the stuff I was fooling around with, and I'll put links up to all the stuff, is Moodle. And Moodle is a course management system, a free open source software package designed using sound principles to help educators create effective online learning communities. You can download and use it on any computer you have handy, and it can scale from a single teacher site to a university with 200,000 students. It's pretty neat. I installed it here at the house on my little test server for Gen 2, and I'll put a link up to my install notes, so you can check it out. It's seems like a real easy install. They've got in the documentation, they've got docs to show you how to install it on Debian, Ubuntu, SUSE, a bunch. So it's pretty nice. All right, and let's see now, some of the other stuff. Oh, got my brother a laptop for Christmas. He was complaining that his laptop was no good. So I went and I started searching on Newegg, and I got this Toshiba Satellite L305S5902. And it's got a Intel Pentium dual core T3200. And supposedly that's like a rebranded 7300, supposedly. And it's got it's a nice screen, 15.4 screen, got 2 gig of memory. It's got the Intel GMA 4500 graphics, which is supported on Linux. I was playing around with this laptop and it's really nice. And I'm pretty sure it would run on Linux. Excellent. And right now it's only $499, so if you need a laptop or you want to get a laptop for somebody, I do recommend it. I've played around with it even on Vista, and it works really good. So if you're thinking about getting a laptop, I would suggest this particular model. And you certainly can't beat the price. Wow, $499 plus I think the shipping. And after it was all said and done, it was, $520, $530. Came in about 3 days. I was tempted to get one for myself, but what do I need it for? I just got that T60. I'm going to stick with that. That's a nice laptop. I'm really enjoying. It's got I think it's a T9300, which is a super powerhouse of a processor. So I'm just going to stick with that. I don't need to buy any more stuff around here. All right, let's see what else. Oh, boy. I wanted to learn. Well, I got to the point in my Python learning that I needed to kind of understand regular expressions. So I'm going to put some links up here for the Python regular expressions. Python has a lot of, I guess you call them libraries. Like I said, I'm pretty new to all this, but Python has a lot of libraries that in order you to use modules for regular expressions, but I didn't really understand the basics of how regular expressions work. So in my searching, I ran across sed and awk. Now I knew a little bit, but very, very minimal about how sed worked. I mean, I knew s forward slash, you know, to replace, but there's a whole lot more to it than just that. And then you get to awk, which is way more involved. So I was fooling around learning sed and awk, and it's pretty fun. You can just play around with it on the command line. Just make a file and just start playing around with it. And it's pretty fun to play around with. So I'll put the links to the best docs that I've ran across. There's two real good docs here, or tutorials, really, that walk you through sed and then walk you through awk. And also, I went on eBay and got a book real cheap. I think I only paid like $1.50 for it. I mean, goodness gracious, even if the book's a little bit old, I think this one is from 2001. I don't think sed and awk has really changed that much over the years, so I'm pretty sure everything so far that I've checked out in here has worked. Russ from the Techie Geek podcast and I did a interview with John Todd, and John Todd is the open source community director for Digium, the company behind Asterisk, the open source PBX. And it's really nice of Digium to pay John Todd's salary to be able to do podcasts. He goes to any of the open source events like the Ohio Linux Fest, etc. And he was real cooperative with the interview, and it's a great interview. And I'll put a link to the interview on linuxcrazy.com. I didn't get involved too much. I only asked a couple questions because In an interview, it's a lot of times it's better for just one person to be asking the questions, in my view, because people start stepping on each other's toes and stuff like that. So, and also, I'm getting new to this podcasting. I mean, I don't know how long I've been doing this, for maybe a year, but I'm still just barely getting comfortable with it. My speech, my mind and my mouth sometimes doesn't work that well together, as you can notice. So it's a little bit difficult for me to sound real professional. It sure is a good thing that I don't have to do this for a living, because otherwise I would be starving. And on the Gentoo front, pretty exciting news going on there. The Gentoo Foundation just recently updated their bylaws. What they actually did was, all developers that are not currently members of the Gentoo Foundation are going to be automatically members. All they have to do is just send an email and say, hey, I want to be a member of the foundation. What they did was they opened it up to the community. And what that means is that any user of Gentoo can be a member of the foundation. The Gentoo Foundation is the legal owner of the Gentoo trademark and logo. To protect Gentoo, it will oversee the use of Gentoo name and logo and take appropriate action when the Gentoo Foundation feels that the name or logo is wrongly used. Basically, what they want to keep doing is make sure that Gentoo provides choices, that Gentoo is open, Gentoo lives for the community, by the community, and Gentoo is independent. Recent changes to the foundation bylaws have expanded foundation membership to include individuals from the entire Gentoo community in the endeavor to facilitate greater community and communication between the developers and users of Gentoo and open source software in general. The trustees are very pleased to extend an invitation to all interested individuals to apply for foundation membership. All applications will be considered on the basis of merit and the extent of contribution to Gentoo and or the open source ecosystem. Everyone is encouraged to apply. Please join us in making Gentoo better than ever. So, I think this is great news to open up the Gentoo Foundation in order to get more people involved. Not only will it make people feel like they can get involved in Gentoo more easily, but also there might be people with certain expertise that aren't really developers or, you know, coders that could really help out Gentoo. Could be CEOs or people with financial backgrounds or artistic backgrounds or whatever that could really help out Gentoo. So it's an exciting time for the Gentoo community. If you would like to be on the podcast, or if you have any tips that you would like for me to play, please send them to me at david@linuxcrazy.com, and I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye-bye.